Overhead, the sun bursts its bonds. A cloud buries its foolish face in nothing, and something hurries off to connive at day.
Andrew Glaze reads the poem Joyous from his latest book. He doesn't let the fact that he's 95 years old stop him from loving poetry and creating it.
Day, in its ridiculous vastness, swears it is finished, done.
His book Overheard in the Drugstore is Glaze's first publication since 2002. He's had a long and full career. Glaze grew up in Birmingham before serving in the Air Force during World War II. He came back after the war and wrote for the Birmingham Post-Herald during the early days of the Civil Rights Movement. Those years as a reporter inspired his epic poem, I Am the Jefferson County Courthouse. Here's Glaze reading from it shortly after its publication in 1981.
I am the Jefferson County Courthouse. It's safe in my head, clacking that typewriter, striking and singing across my temple, belonging nowhere else on earth anymore. But my press room, my courthouse, being enlarged in my amazement. Yes, Sheriff McDowell sits there, looking out the side window of his basement, resting both rough-shod feet on a 50-year-old roll-top imaginary desk, hiccuping amidst the cigar smoke.
Andy Glaze spent more than 30 years living in New York City before returning to Alabama in 2002, but his life growing up in the South always remained an important part of his work. Glaze is about halfway through with his four-year term as state poet laureate. Barry Marks is with the Alabama State Poetry Society, a group that advises the governor on poet laureate suggestions. I ask him to read a favorite poem of Glaze's from the new collection. He chooses Fisherman.
Out trolling the banks, the swirling rivers, the thump of the creel. The fishermen seek a logical colloquy of wildlife and loaves with shining words. Then once in a while they watch their talismans over brutishness and power go down, blighted by the savagery of fact, as the civil world presses agreeably on in its ramping, murderous way. They come to be swept off like all of us and forced to bow the blameless blame. Swearing to lies, they'll be wasted in the squalor. But after the cycles have inched about another click, with luck, they'll cautiously hoist themselves from out of the caves of hiding, and once more casting to catch the shining words, hang them like silver mornings in the sun.
Barry Marks says he's inspired by the complexity of Glaze's work.
And the way that words and beauty can elevate us over and above what awfulness swirls around us. I think that's indicative of Andy's poetry.
And Glaze himself is still wrapped up in words, sometimes surprised by the feelings hearing his old poems stir.
If you live long enough to live as long as I have, you'll be quite excited to feel, gee, there I am.
This sense of humor and wonder is probably one of the reasons he's been called an essential poet for more than 60 years. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.